Good morning, everyone. Sarah Barker with Connect Our Elders. And today what we're going to be talking about is elder abuse. Get educated in order to combat it. I am by no means a well-established expert on elder abuse, but my point in sharing this with all of you is that you do not need to be an expert in this area in order to do your part in protecting our nation's elders. Whether you are a friend, a family member, a senior care professional, just a member of society. So get educated on elder abuse so that way you can do your part in combating this very real issue that we experience in our society. So elder abuse, how to spot it and how to handle it. Elder abuse. Elder abuse is a silent problem that robs seniors of their dignity, security, and in some cases, costs them their lives. Up to 5 million older Americans are abused every year, and the annual loss by victims of financial abuse is estimated to be at least $36.5 billion. What is elder abuse? Elder abuse includes physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, exploitation, neglect, and abandonment. Perpetrators include children, other family members, and spouses, as well as staff at nursing homes, assisted living, and other facilities. Types of elder abuse. Physical abuse means inflicting physical pain or injury upon an older adult. Sexual abuse means touching, fondling, intercourse, or any other sexual activity with an older adult when the older adult is unable to understand, unwilling to consent, threatened, or physically forced. We may wish to believe that these things do not happen, but the reality is that they do. Emotional abuse means verbal assaults, threats of abuse, harassment, or intimidation. Confinement means restraining or isolating an older adult other than for medical reasons. Types of elder abuse continued. Passive neglect is a caregiver's failure to provide an older adult with life's necessities, including but not limited to food, clothing, shelter, or medical care. Willful deprivation means denying an older adult medication, medical care, shelter, food, a therapeutic device, or other physical assistance, and exposing that person to the risk of physical, mental, or emotional harm, except when the older competent adult has expressed a desire to go without such care. Be careful in this situation that this expressed desire is not a coerced expression of desire. Financial exploitation means the misuse or withholding of an older adult's resources by another. How many older Americans are abused? Approximately 1 in 10 Americans age 60 plus have experienced some form of elder abuse. Some estimates range as high as 5 million elders who are abused each year. One study estimated that only 1 in 24 cases of abuse are reported to authorities. Who are the abusers of older adults? Abusers are both women and men. In almost 60% of elder abuse and neglect incidents, the perpetrator is a family member. Two-thirds of perpetrators are adult children or spouses. What makes an older adult vulnerable to abuse? Social isolation and mental impairment, such as dementia or Alzheimer's disease, are two factors. Recent studies show that nearly half of those with dementia experienced abuse or neglect. Interpersonal violence also occurs at disproportionately higher rates among adults with disabilities. What are the warning signs of elder abuse? social isolation and mental impairment, dementia or Alzheimer's, are two factors. Recent studies show that nearly half of those with dementia experienced abuse or neglect. Interpersonal violence also occurs at disproportionately higher rates among adults with disabilities. So let's talk about the physical signs of elder abuse. Dehydration or unusual weight loss. Missing daily living aids, such as eyeglasses or hearing aids. Unexplained injuries, cuts, bruises, or sores. Unsanitary living conditions and poor hygiene. Unattended medical needs. Emotional behavioral signs of elder abuse. Increased fear and/or anxiety. Social isolation. Unusual changes in behavior or sleep. And a withdrawal from normal activities. Financial signs of elder abuse. Fraudulent signatures on financial documents and legal documents. Unpaid bills, unusual or sudden changes in spending patterns, will, or other financial documents. What are the effects of elder abuse? Elders who have been abused have a 300% higher risk of death when compared to those who have not been mistreated. While likely underreported, estimates of elder financial abuse and fraud costs to older Americans range from $2.6 billion to $36.5 billion annually. Yet, financial exploitation is self-reported at rates higher than emotional, physical, and sexual abuse or neglect. Are there criminal penalties for abusers? Most states have penalties for those who victimize older adults. Increasingly, across the country, law enforcement officers and prosecutors are trained on elder abuse and ways to use criminal and civil laws to bring abusers to justice. Review state-specific elder justice laws on the Elder Abuse Guide for Law Enforcement, the EAGLE website. How does a person make an elder abuse report? If an older adult is an immediate life-threatening danger, call 911. Anyone who suspects that an older adult is being mistreated should contact a local adult protective services office, long-term care ombudsman, or police. NCEA describes various scenarios and ways to get help, and more information is available from the Elder Care Locator online or by calling 1-800-677-1116. So I hope that gives some basic information to everyone listening, or if you see this as a recording. Those statistics that we just went over should be absolutely blowing your mind. And as I said in the beginning, we all have a responsibility to get educated on elder abuse, what it is, how to spot it, and what to do about it. You do not need to be some professional expert in elder abuse to be able to do your part to protect our older adults. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. You can contact me at sarah@connectourelders.com. That's S-A-R-A-H at connectourelders.com. Or feel free to call me at 858-222-9241. I am here to tell you from personal experience, as well as from many stories and experiences of my colleagues in the industry, that elder abuse is a real thing, and we cannot ignore this reality any longer. We need to make sure that we and the people that we associate with are educated on this topic, so that way we can do our part to protect our nation's elders.